As this week's Eurozone crisis has unfolded, it seems every hour brings an unexpected twist. But if there's one thing certain about the drama, it's this. Everyone in Baltimore's historic Greek town is watching. WYPR's Sarah Richards files this report.
Inside the Greek town coffee shop, soccer scarves hang from the walls. But there's no game on the giant TV up front. It's tuned to Greek coverage of the crisis. Coffee shop owner George Savdalis says Greek towners have been debating about the situation for weeks. He feels sorry for Greece, but he says if he works 10 to 15 hours a day, more Greeks back home should be willing to do the same.
I have been in Greece. I've seen them in action. I know that they don't really want to work. They just want to work like 5, 6 hours, 4 hours a day. And most of them, they want to work for the government. You can't have 3 million public servants in a 10 million country.
Greektown in Baltimore consists mainly of a string of blue and white decked out restaurants, bakeries, and gift shops on Eastern Avenue. At St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church, Father Michael Pastrikos is getting emails from unemployed doctors and lawyers back home asking about jobs in the U.S. He says Greece isn't the only country in debt because it's living large. And the situation back home saddens him. He says people there are desperate.
These are my people putting fires and things like that, you know, demonstrating against the government and demonstrating against. Does it embarrass me? Absolutely embarrasses me. Because we were never people to do that. We were always people of love, helping, hospitality. That's the kind of people the Greek people are.
Hospitality is something the Kohilas family is known for in Greektown. They've been running the Ikaros Greek restaurant since 1969, preparing fried codfish, octopus salad, and lamb for locals and tourists. Xenos Kohilas says banks should never have given easy loans to Greeks, or anyone else for that matter. What pains him is having to tell people that Greeks are not all lazy.
Here in the United States, in the early part of the 1900s, they were working, you name it, where the railroads, the coal miners, all kinds of hard-working jobs. Nobody keeps a non-hard-working person in his payroll.
He says he'd like the world to be patient with Greece as it changes. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Richards in Baltimore.
This is NPR News.